What are some other fundamental differences between our brains and how our brains work versus AI and how that works in terms of reasoning and other things like that?
Yeah, first of all, in most cases, if you think about AI, you think about large language models. For me, more or less something like big databases. But big databases which are not reliable, because if you can store data, but to retrieve data, it's much more complicated because hallucinate and the fantasizers, if there's no training data on this topic, I will say are forced to produce words, are forced to produce sentences, even if they don't know anything about it. Therefore, these large language models, for me, a good way for knowledge representation. But what was the question was?
What are like the fundamental differences between
human brain? For this, human brain has so much less extensive information storage. If you look at ChatGPT, all this fact it stores, no human can know so many facts, so many details, so many things. And where we humans are much better is understanding the world. I give you an example. This AI methods only can learn where they have data for. I always bring the example of a self-driving cars. Let's say you're in a car, you drive, and you cannot get the curve, and you have two decisions. Either you go over the cliff, and it's going deep into, I don't know, and you can drive into a cornfield. And now a cornfield is much better. Still, it's not ideal, but if you fall over the cliff, that's not good. That's for sure not good. And now here's the thing. You never, as a human, never experienced this. You did fall 100 times over a cliff and 100 times in a cornfield, and now I understand it. That's how AI is. You understand the world, and now if you bump against the soil, you get hurt, you die. And if you go in a cornfield, the corn will bend, will break, and you have an airbag and stuff like this. This could be, you never experienced nicer driving to a concert. I hope you never experience this. And I hope you never experience to go over a clip. But you understand the world. That's missing completely from AI systems right now, to understand the world in such a way that they can make decisions. And there are so many things. If a self-driving car goes along the highway, and all some obstacles in the highway, if it's an obstacle, there's a bit blows this obstacle across the street, say, oh, it's not heavy. I know what the wind is doing. Even if I bump into this obstacle, it cannot be heavy. The wind blows it away. So you also can adapt very fast to the new situation, and AI systems cannot do it. Well, even if the wind is bending trees. Okay, trees are bending, so they are flexible. And you don't stop because tree will now fall, because now it will go back. You understand the world. And AI cannot do this. They have no connection to the world. Problem is, these large language models only saw letters and words. How should they know about the real world? They can imitate stuff from the real world because they read text about, I feel the tree or whatever, but they never felt the tree in reality. They only saw the words. It's like, they have no embodiment. And something is missing. If you don't have embodiment, you don't know what the words are meaning. You can repeat them in the right thing, but you don't never fail them. That's the big difference.
Yeah, so we can almost have the foresight to visualize and imagine something or play out a scene in our minds without it happening, whereas AI can't do that. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. That's one of the things that's also growing in the direction of planning. AI is not good in planning, but even AI, one of the biggest tasks AI cannot do is to clean up the room of our children. It cannot do it. Of course, perhaps our children cannot do it either because they don't want, but they could do it, but they don't want to do it. But an AI has big problems or make clothes and stuff like this. Simple things where a six-year-old can do, AI would miserably fail because there are so many toys lying around. And only grabbing the toys in the right way, one toy is above the other, even to recognize what's object, what's background, all these kind of things, AI will have big trouble. And this is so easy. But no, AI cannot do it. That's the second thing. The first thing was understanding the world, and even having a world model to plan, to imagine what can happen. And the second thing is really the motoric easy stuff, which we can do, but no robot can do it until now.
Could they in the future, though? Hey, guys, first of all, I want to say thank you. There's one person who's been sharing the podcast more than anybody else, and that is you. The only reason why this podcast continues to grow is because you are sharing it. And my only ask is, if this podcast has provided value to you or you think it'll provide value to somebody else, then if you could send them a DM of the link or a screenshot to the show, that would genuinely make my day. And it's the only way the podcast will continue to grow. That's my only ask of you. Thank you very much.
I hope so, that they should do it. But for me, our goal should not be to build a mechanical slave. If you build a mechanical butler or whatever, it's convenient for you. But that's a misuse of this power, because I want AI to be used to understand complex systems, as I already told, to understand the human cell, to understand the human brain, to understand energy networks, smart grids, stuff like this. This really would help humanity, but to build some from Star Trek data or stuff like this, which helps you, this shouldn't be our goal. Our goal should be build AIs which we can use as tools. AIs which we use as tools as we use computer. We use a computer because it can do things much more reliable, faster than we can do. And AI can also help. It can make a template of some letter we are writing, some apology letter, or make a template of some code we are writing, stuff like this. We will use this tool in our daily life as we use computer.
Yeah, so what are the few super complex and big problems that humanity faces that AI could help us solve? We mentioned climate change and maybe like depopulation and stuff to do with our health. You're saying we should focus AI on that rather than simple, mundane, everyday tasks like a virtual assistant or a butler or a driver. Do you think that's it.
And the other systems is, for example, cancer. If you want to understand cancer, you want to understand a human cell. You want to understand a cancer cell and perhaps a liver cell, because you want to have a drug which is killing the cancer cell but not harming the liver cell, the human healthy cell. And the cell is super complicated. It's a complex thing. Another thing is our energy systems, as I already mentioned, with all these renewable energies, with all these industrial power plants who need power, power plants who produce power, and you buy it from your neighbor. Perhaps your neighbor country is very good at wind energy. If you predict there's wind the next days, you will wait and buy the cheap energy from your neighbor, and you have to predict something. If there's a football game going on to today night, everybody is switching on the TV and everybody is sucking out power out of the grid. And if you predict this, you can be prepared for this stuff. You have to know so many things about the customers, the producers. If the grid fails, if there's some lanes are cut, you have to reroute everything. This is a complex thing. Hey, that's a super complex thing. Humans cannot do it. It's the energy, but the same for traffic in a city. You want to reduce air pollution. You want to keep everybody mobile so that they can go to work and go home. It's super, super complex, and it gets more complex. Food, to get food into the city, to manage all the citizens. You see it, how complex it is with Amazon. Amazon have to have a very complex prediction system to know what products question for are demanded in what cities, in what areas, that they can deliver it within 1 hour or very fast. You have to know exactly what's going on, what the behaviors are, what will be bought and what not. And this is only now for supplies, what Amazon is producing. But for a city, you have to know how much energy is used, how much waste is produced, what is about the traffic, water, you name it.